The Ministry of Health reveals that condom use in Uganda has significantly declined, a trend that has contributed to a rise in sexually transmitted diseases across the country. According to the ministry, the ambition to end AIDS as a public health threat by 2030 could fail if preventive measures, especially condom use, are not urgently strengthened. Health officials said the drop in condom use is largely driven by misconceptions, cultural beliefs and religious attitudes that disguise their use. Now, these concerns were raised by experts from the Ministry of Health during preparations to mark International Condom Day, which is observed every year on the 13th of February, a day before Valentine's. The Commissioner in charge of sexually transmitted diseases and condom use at the Ministry of Health, Dr. Boniface Epoku, notes that many people are focusing only on HIV and AIDS, yet condoms also play a critical role in preventing other sexually transmitted infections and unplanned pregnancies.
We expect to make sure that by 2030, HIV is no longer a public health threat in this country. And we are at the tail end of it. So that calls for a concerted effort from every dimension. And that's why we've decided to call this a multi-sectoral engagement, whereby all of us are able to come together and put our initiatives together to make sure that HIV is no more in this country. So over the years, when you look at the combined prevention aspects that we have as a country, we still realize condoms still continue to play a very key part. Of course, you know, ART, we have condoms, we have VMMC, PrEP, and high-risk population programming. Within that, we still see that condoms contribute about 10%. It looks small, but very significant if you look at the number of new infections that we receive as a country.